Well, we've got a great pitching matchup today, really. 24-year-old Julio Urias, his 48th Major League start. God, it seems like he's been around forever, only his 84th game. 31-year-old Anthony DeSclafani, University of Florida, 135th game, 125th start. He's 4-1 with a 2.03. And Urias 6-1 with a 3.04 earned run average. Two good pitchers today. Kerry, good morning. Bill, good morning. Kerry, what do you think?
Well, Marty, you're right on there with Julio Urias. It feels like I haven't covered baseball without him in it. I was stunned when you said he was 24. It feels like he's been around for the last decade tormenting the Giants and other teams. And, you know, Bruce Jenkins was on earlier. He made the great point that he was so underrated in the World Series last year. This guy is dynamic, just as good as Walker Buehler and Trevor Bauer. The Dodgers rotation, there's no weaknesses. They don't let up, mm-hmm. Bill.
There's no doubt about it. And when you look at Urias a little more, versus left-handers, 9 hits off of 61 at-bats, hitting under 150. Right-handers, 32 for 143, 224. That's why I think when you look at the lineups, so the lineups are out. There's only 3 lefties in the lineup for the Giants, and that's Yastrzemski, Crawford, and Tauchman. So it is going to be a battle for the Giants. But again, guys like Solano and Slater leading off, these guys got to get on base. They have to do something at the top of the order, Marty.
Well, the lineup is out. You're right. And no Posey in there today. Now, that surprises me a little bit. I mean, this is still a game you want to win. You got a day off tomorrow. It's early in the season. And no Longoria. And I pointed that out earlier, Bill. We chatted about it. Longoria, mm-hmm. 13 for 67 in May. And Dubon is at third base today. So no Posey. And Kerry Casale is there with his expected batting average of 125. And we still have Tauchman in left field. We can't get rid of him. You know, he's 6 for 36, I think. But Bill's right. They may get on. You know, Slater and Solano can get on. Solano's still working his way back. But if they get on, then you got to deal with Yaz and Ruff. This is not a great lineup. It's not a great lineup.
No, it is far from the best lineup the Giants could put out there. I'm a little more surprised that we don't see Evan Longoria in the lineup today than Buster Posey, just because Longoria's numbers have been so extreme against left-handers this year. He's really dominated left-handed pitching compared to righties, and he's out because, like you mentioned, Marty, just has not been good through the month of May. The OPS is 400 points lower than it was in the month of April when he was the Giants' best hitter, just completely tailed off. But the Buster Posey news about him not playing today, I've already received a number of tweets from fans who are surprised the Giants are sticking to their plan. I'm not at all. This is what Gabe Kapler has said since spring training. They're not going to push him in April, May, June, July. They want him to be fresh in August and September. I just think that it makes a lot of sense. And yes, it's unfortunate for the fans going to Oracle Park today because you won't get to see the Giants' best hitter. But I do think that if the Giants are in the race come August and September, Bill, they will be happy if Buster Posey is fresh and hitting the way that he's hitting right now.
No doubt about it, Kerry. What I want to throw to both of you guys is, why do you have Dubon at third base? He hasn't played third base at all this year. Why won't you put Solano there and strengthen up the middle, because he's so much better at second base than third? Maybe his strong arm helps out at third base, but I'd love to hear both your opinions on this.
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, and plus Dubon's got to play in the shift and play in, you know, right mm-hmm. field somewhere. He's got much more range than Solano. Good question. I don't know. That's one that Kapler probably should answer, but you know, not you and me, but
the expected fielding range.
Yeah, come on.
Dubon's got over at third base, Marty.
Who's you know, maybe they put him there because he could catch a Pujols ground ball better.
That's all. That's all he's doing right now.
Well, it's until he muscled the ball to the outfield, he was playing pepper with Longoria. So here's the thing with Posey. And, you know, sure, you want him fresh in September. But look, they're off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. After that, you play Arizona in 2 games. Arizona's lost like 20 in a row. They can't do anything right. They're getting killed. Here you have a right-handed hitter, Posey. You got Urias on the mound. Come on. I mean, you know, you'd like to put it, you're not playing Belt. You're not playing Longoria. So, you know, what they call it? The bomb squad, remember they used to?
Oh, yeah. That's a great Henry Schulman term. He always used the bomb squad term.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You put in that lineup and you hope for your best. I don't like it. I think Posey, if you want to rest him Monday and Tuesday and let him play today. It's a day game. a day game? You know, was last night a night game? Not really. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He guy crushed one yesterday, turned on it.
Marty, this is a good opportunity for him to play first base today.
Yes.
I know they don't want him to play first base, but here you got Ruff playing first base or Posey. I'm sorry, I'm putting Posey at first base. In these games where he could play first base, and this is one of those games, if you're going to get their day off, put him at first base, at least get his bat in the lineup.
Well, yeah, Ruff is playing first base. You know, and then you got Casale in there. You know, what can I tell you? You know, they're putting him in the seventh spot. So now you get to the end of the order of Casale, Talkman, and DeSclafani. You know, it's kind of dead if you get down there. So I would have Posey, really. I would have Posey in there. And Belt must, look, Belt is 5-for-14 with two homers off Urias. He's one, he actually can hit him. So maybe there's a muscle pull with Belt. Something's up with Belt.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get around on a fastball yesterday. He knew it was coming. It was in his happy zone. And he just couldn't catch up to it. And finally, with two strikes, he bunted. So maybe something's up with him.
I do wonder, Marty, if Belt should have gone on the injured list this week. It didn't hurt the Giants in Cincinnati that he wasn't available as they swept the Reds 4 easy wins. But I do wonder, because you mentioned it, it was not the high and outside fastball that we've seen Brandon Belt swing through from time to time in his career. It was that low zone that he always hammers. And I think that when you throw him a pitch there, he's one who can make you pay. And we did not see that against Trevor Bauer. We did not see that against Walker Buehler. And I think you're right. You know, his left side, I believe, is what has been hampering him. But Bill, you're absolutely right. If the Giants were ever to say, Buster Posey, go play first base, today is the day, because you can put Darren Ruff in left field. You take Mike Talkman out of the lineup. It just makes too much sense. And so I do retreat that statement, Marty, I do say that it might not be the best idea to have him catch to keep him fresh, but I do think that if you want his bat in the lineup, you can get it in there at first base. We know that Posey can go pick up the mitt and do that with ease.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. They haven't won. Look, he hasn't played first base all year, right? Am I right about
that? Not at all.
Nope.
Yeah. So, I like having Slater in there. Slater hasn't played enough lately for me. I think he's got to play more. You've got to ride it out with him a little bit. You have to. And, you know, we talked yesterday about, you know, this is still April, May, part of June, figuring out who you are. And they really have to figure out who Kerry, you brought up the outfield. Who is this outfield? Do they need a left fielder? Maybe it's Elliot Ramos, you know, but if you bring him up, you know, he's a rookie and, you know, getting exposed in the big leagues. But they need a solid outfielder. Mm-hmm. They need one. And if it's not Slater, you can't just put him in, take him out, put him in, take. I think he's got to get, you know, some actual playing time, because they need middle relief. And maybe Kazmir, as Bill said, maybe that could be the answer. But they need a solid outfielder.
I'm right there with you. We mentioned it yesterday, and we talked about if the Giants were to go out at the trade deadline and make any moves. Bill, unsurprisingly, you like the starting pitcher. I'm with Marty on the outfield. But really, you look at this lineup, Bill, you look at this roster, and they could add anywhere. It's a well-rounded roster. There's a lot of depth here, but there's no frontline elite players right now other than Buster Posey. And Brandon Crawford at the shortstop position has been elite this season. So I guess that you could include him in that group. But you could make upgrades just about any other position.
I agree with you, Kerry. And, you know, I say starting pitching just for that fifth spot. A lot of teams are already talking about the fifth spot in a rotation. You look at the Dodgers, they're already talking. They don't have a fifth spot. Their rotation is so solid. The Giants are so solid. Of course, Kazmir came in through nice 4 innings, but is he a fifth guy? Is Logan Webb's shoulder still fine? Is there some more options in AAA? I'm right with you. I think the outfield position, and I'm sure you guys are both going to come on the same wavelength. It was Mike Talkman. He has just not performed lately. He is not hitting the ball. He's another guy that's swinging and missing through fastballs. And I'm going to go right back to the same puzzling point. I'm not understanding why Dubon's playing third base today. He hasn't played third base all year, and you're going against a team that you need this game. You cannot have mistakes. And with him playing third, I just think there's a mistake in the future.
Well, you got to talk to Kapler, Bill.
I'll get on my Zoom call.
He's got to answer. He's got to answer,
really.
Marty.
So hopefully someone asks him that question. But, you know, Talkman, he gets six pitches per at bat, and they love that. And, you know, that is something that they love, is wearing down that pitcher. So that's part of what he does. But, again, there's no Duggar in there, no Dickerson in there. So they're going to ride with this guy, and I think it's because he gets such deep at bats. He's got a little bit of speed, and he plays a nice bit of outfield. They can move him around. But, Bill, the question I have for you is, why Dubon at third base?
I don't know, and I think
I'm only kidding.
I'm going to throw it to you. I'm putting him at second base and putting Solano at third. At least have more range up the middle, and DeSclafani is a ground ball pitcher. I'd rather have him at second base and put Solano at third and make it a simpler move for Solano. He doesn't have that great range going left or right. Dubon does. So
okay.
I'm going into the office right now and talk to Gabe and see if he can make that switch before opening.
This is the first call on the show tonight, on Extra Innings. Bill, what do you mean? Dubon had great plays at third. What were you talking about?
Yeah, well, get me fired up now, Marty. That's what you're doing.
Okay, this is the first question. That's the first question tonight. Now I got something to look at. All right, time now to relive the home run of the week sponsored by River Islands. Come home to River Islands in Lathrop and discover a million-dollar lifestyle for about half the price, and that is the truth. You can visit online today at riverislands.com. Well, the home run of the week, and he's not in the lineup today, and we talked about him. Steven Duggar, he just crushed one.
So 3-2. Feliz has got to figure out a pitch that he can throw for a strike. Here it is to Duggar, and Duggar hits a high fly ball center field. Hit well. Back is Naquin. Still back, and it is out of here. Steven Duggar clears the bases with a grand slam. As he circles the bases, and he's going to pick up a quick four RBIs, and just like that, it's 8-0.
We're so glad for him that he's gotten his chance. Bill, steals of the week. Are you ready?
Yeah, it's time to update the Giants Prevented Steals of the Week, sponsored by Bay Alarm. For every stolen base prevented by the Giants, Bay Alarm will donate $200 to the Giants Community Fund. So far this year, 13 players have tried to steal on Giants catchers, and 9 have been caught, meaning Bay Alarm is donating $1,800 to the Giants Community Fund. Just like the Giants keep an eye on the base runners, Bay Alarm will keep an eye on your business with a video surveillance system and professionally monitored video verification. It's one more way Bay Alarm looks out for your business like nobody's business. Now, more than ever, select Bay Alarm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Kerry Crowley's coming back with a nice interview coming up on Talking Baseball, and we'll be right back on KMBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.